I watched a movie last night, and it was about a guy that is just going through life. He's going through life, the day-to-day life, does the same old things every day after day, year after year. And there's points in the movie where he has these, like, daydreams. He just, like, zones out, and he sees these amazing things, and he's caught up in them so much that, like, in the natural, he just zones out, and, like, he doesn't notice the things around him. And I don't want to give away anything about the movie, but towards the end, he gets to live out those dreams. He gets to experience the things that he's seen in those daydreams. And towards the end, he no longer has those daydreams, but he's been able to experience them, so he's been free from just what has been put in his imagination, but it's put in his mind. And I was like, wow, that's me, God. I see all these things that I want to do. I see all these things that I want for other people. I see the impossible things. But there's so many times when I just go step by step, day by day, doing the same old things, forgetting that those dreams that you have put in my heart are something that I'm to pull and grab and bring into the natural, bring into my life, bring into the impossible, into situations around me. And I was just so blown away by that, that whatever dreams are in your heart, whatever desires are in your heart that seem impossible, that seem like they're crazy, they seem unreasonable, that God is saying, just pull those in, stand for those, and pull them in and know that He's going to make a way for them. He's going to make a way. So Father, God, I just thank You that You are here right now, that You know our hearts. You know, God, our lives. You know, God, what You have put inside of us, how You've designed us, God. Thank You, God, for the faith, God, to see the unimaginable things, to see the life-changing things, God, that you want us to step out in, Father. And I just pray, God, that all fear would leave. All fear would leave our hearts, and that there would be a boldness, there would be a rising up, God, a rising up of Your army, of you sons and daughters, God, into what You have called them to be, the identity, God, that You have for them. So I just thank You, God, for the dreams and the visions of Your kingdom, of Your kingdom, of heaven coming down, of heaven coming down and taking place inside our lives, around us, so that nothing, God, nothing can stand against that. Thank You, God, for Your change. In Jesus' name.
Thank You, Father. It is truly our joy to worship You. Whether it be with our voices or instruments, whether it be with just our heart's cry, Lord, we worship You today. You know who You are. We're learning more and more who You are. Father, let worship be our heart's cry. Father, let worship be our heart's cry. Thank You, Lord. 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 Bless Your name, Lord. Bless Your name, God. You're on the throne. You're high and lifted up. Our hearts rise up on worship to be with You, to draw close to You. And You say You will draw close to us. Yes, Lord, let our hearts focus on You in this moment, this quiet moment. Hearts, focus on You. Heart, focus on You. heart focus on you. How great you are. How mighty you are. How wondrous you are. We can say it over and over again. If it becomes old, it's because our flesh fails. But if it becomes new, it's because our spirit rises. Let your spirit rise with new worship, new songs. Let your spirit rise. Let your spirit rise to new worship and new songs, new prophecy, new logos, new rhema, right from the Father's heart. Don't let it get old. Don't let it get same old, same old. Rise up. Rise up on the wings of eagles in new worship, new songs, new joy, new depth of commitment to you, Lord. Let our spirits rise. Let our spirits rise. Let our spirits rise up and worship you. Let our spirits rise. Let our spirits rise. Let our spirits rise up and worship you. You deserve the glory, Lord. You deserve the praise, God. You are the one. You are the one. When we're weak, we're strong because our spirits rise up to worship you. Our spirits declare your goodness, declare your majesty, declare who you are in heaven and on the earth. Bring heaven to earth. Bring heaven to earth. Draw close to us, Lord. We need you in this hour. Draw close to us, Lord. We need you in this moment. Draw close to us, Lord. We need you every second, Father. Thank you for giving us life to breathe. But more than that, breath to worship you. To worship you. To worship you. Oh, don't be downcast. Worship the Lord. Oh, don't be taken away by lies. Worship the Lord. Receive all your Father has for you. The good gifts He has for you. Receive, receive, receive the joy He has for you. It is a shaking of joy after a shaking of everything that will be shaken. It is a shaking of joy after everything has been shaken that will be shaken. Good apples and bad apples fall from the tree. We gather up the good, Lord, and move forward, Lord. We move forward, God, in joy, in shaking joy, in shaking joy inexpressible and full of glory, Lord. Yes, God, you are deserving our worship. You are deserving our praise. We lift you up. 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 We lift you up higher and higher. Higher and higher, Lord. Greater. Greater, Lord. You're good. You're so good. You are our Father, watching over us, protecting us. We submit ourselves to your protection, Good Shepherd. We give ourselves to follow you, Good Shepherd. Here we are, your sheep of your pasture, and seeking living water from you, at your direction, at your guidance, at your call. Here we are, God, receiving from our Good Shepherd, our Great Shepherd, everything that we need for life and godliness. We receive from your hand. We receive from your hand in fullness. In fullness, in fullness of joy, in fullness of joy.
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive so that your joy may be full. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Though I have many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face so that your joy may be made full. Your joy may be made full. Full joy, shaking joy. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken. But you come in with shaking joy. Shaking joy. Bringing the fruit out of the trees for us to grab, for us to hold on to, and to enjoy in your kingdom, Lord. Shaking joy. Shaking joy. Shaking joy. Are you shook up with joy? Are you shook up with joy? Are you shook up with joy? Shaking, shaking, shaking joy. Let it rumble through your spirit. Let it rumble through your spirit. Shaking, magnificent joy from the Father. Joy from the Father. Joy from the Father's hand. Webster's Dictionary definitions of joy. They're way too weak. They say things like happiness. That's way too weak, way too natural. The reason is obvious that it's so weak. Joy is a superhuman personage with all the powerful and potent attributes of this transfigured majesty of that person, Jesus. He wants to give us words of life today. I've written them out. So you don't even have to focus in for a minute to my stories from the past, my testimonies of the present. You can just focus into what he's given me this morning. If the children are to be released, they may be released. But the rest of us, stay focused. You're doing well. You're doing well. So I mentioned joy is a person. That's important. What I'm going to ask you to do today, most of you will cooperate, but I'm asking you to cooperate with a joyful attitude. Are you listening? I see some listening. If you could come to the front and fill in the pews in the front. We don't always do this. We're doing it today. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to. However, I'm asking you to do that. I'm asking you to do that. Fill in as if we liked one another. And I trust that we do. Look at that cooperation and joy on their faces as they do so. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't go back and sit in the back. Ever. But I just think it's good for this particular thing that I'm going to share. Get a seat out of here. I know how these work. Come on. So I mentioned, some of you, this is the farthest you've been in 6 months up front. That's okay. So I mentioned joy as a person. Holy Spirit in you. Jesus on you. J-O-Y. Jesus on you. J-O-Y. Jesus on you. Your Father singing, laughing, dancing over your life. If you want to close your eyes, that will help some of you focus. It will help me focus, but I have to open my eyes. Joy is supernatural substance, like the proverbial flubber. It bounces and bounds in you. It gains more energy the more it is consumed. It is flexible, moldable, renewable, reusable, inexhaustible, indestructible, and eternal. Joy creates feelings, but it is more than feelings, grander and deeper than happiness, much more edifying than emotion. Joy can be chosen anytime, anywhere, in any circumstance or situation, happy or tragic, exhilarating or grieving, favorable or hurtful, uplifting or depressing. Joy can bubble up under the deepest pain in your heart and heal your woundedness progressively and permanently. So your healthy rehabilitation and transformation are then your telling testimony to an almighty deity. Joy comes every morning offering himself to be energetically employed by you in the fields of bountiful harvest. Boy, I can see I was really up in the clouds when I wrote this. Joy is related to hope, peace, and love. Joy initiates profound peace and exemplifies uninhibited hope, which brings the liberty to love extravagantly and lavishly. Joy can be experienced, encountered, engaged, enjoyed, exercised, expressed, and exhibited. Joy is healing believed. Joy is deliverance received. Joy is restoration regained and redemption renewed. Joy is refusing the lies of the enemy. Joy is refusing the lies of the enemy. Joy is refusing the lies of the enemy. Joy is truth that sets you free for true freedom, frivolity, and fun. Joy is battling for the bold breakthroughs of an all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present heavenly benefactor. Joy is contending for the consummation of your consuming fire as part of the grand finale generation. Joy is following, submitting, going low, lying down, rising up, honoring, respecting, and covenanting. Joy is your strength and your sustenance, your source and supply. Joy is energetic enthusiasm, which is often emotionally and excitedly exuded. Joy is edification in excellent excess. Joy is loving as Jesus energizes the love, energizes the love. Joy is prayer that Jesus desires to answer for you. Dreams that he wants to fulfill for you. Destiny that he wants to achieve for you. Joy is your victory. Joy is your victory. It is a coup over all negative emotions, especially fear, the mother of all negative emotions. It defeats lack and loneliness, desperation and despair, indecision and inaction, introspection and insecurity in you. Joy is overcoming. It is rising and resurrecting, expanding and escalating, accelerating and ascending. Alliteration. Don't you love it? Joy is declarable and decreeable. When you speak joy into the atmosphere, clouds of doubt and unbelief dissipate and disappear as they are dissolved by his overwhelming and awesome abiding presence. Joy is questions answered, your concerns confronted, your doubts defeated, and the attempts of the enemy to steal from you thwarted in the name of Jesus. Joy can be caught and captured, carefully considered and excitedly exclaimed. If you give it away, you instantly inherit more of it. In case you didn't hear all of this, joy is a person. Holy Spirit in you. Jesus on you, J-O-Y. Your Father singing, laughing, dancing over your life. Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing. Rejoicing over you, dancing over you. It's your Father's song. Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing. Rejoicing over you, dancing over you. It's your Father's song. He is singing from the throne room, imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus, celebrating your life from above. Can you hear the song? It's your Father singing, rejoicing over you. Dancing over you. It's your Father's song. It's your Father's song. Joy is supernatural substance. Like the proverbial flubber, it bounces and bounds in you. It gains more energy the more it is consumed. It is flexible, moldable, renewable, reusable, inexhaustible, indestructible, and eternal. Joy creates feelings, but it is more than feelings. Grander and deeper than happiness. Much more edifying than emotion. Joy can be chosen anytime, anywhere, in any circumstance or situation. Happy or tragic, exhilarating or grieving, favorable or hurtful, uplifting or depressing. Joy can bubble up under the deepest pain in your heart and heal your woundedness progressively and permanently. So your healthy rehabilitation and transformation are then your telling testimony to an almighty deity. Joy comes every morning, offering himself to be energetically, or something like that, employed by you in the fields of bountiful harvest. Joy is related to hope, peace, and love. Joy initiates profound peace, exemplifies uninhibited hope, which brings the liberty to love extravagantly and lavishly. Joy can be experienced, encountered, engaged, enjoyed, exercised, expressed, and exhibited. Joy is healing believed. Joy is deliverance received. Joy is restoration regained and redemption renewed. Joy is refusing the lies of the enemy. Joy is truth that sets you free. For true freedom, frivolity, and fun. Joy is battling for the bold breakthroughs of an all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present heavenly benefactor. Joy is contending for the consummation of your consuming fire as part of the grand finale generation. Joy is following, submitting, going low, lying down, rising up, honoring, respecting, and covenanting. Joy is your strength and your sustenance, your source and your supply. Joy is energetic enthusiasm, which is often emotionally and excitedly exuded. Joy is edification in excellent excess. Joy is loving as Jesus energizes the love. Joy is prayer that Jesus desires to answer for you. Dreams he wants to fulfill for you. Destiny that he wants to achieve for you. Joy is your victory. It is a coup over all negative emotions, especially fear, the mother of all negative emotions. It defeats lack and loneliness, desperation and despair, indecision and inaction, introspection and insecurity in you. Joy is overcoming. It is rising and resurrecting, expanding and escalating, accelerating and ascending. Joy is declarable and decreeable. When you or I speak joy into the atmosphere, clouds of doubt and unbelief dissipate and disappear as they are dissolved by his overwhelming and awesome abiding presence. Joy is questions answered, your concerns confronted, your doubts defeated, and the attempts of the enemy to steal from you thwarted in Jesus' name. Joy can be caught and captured, carefully considered, and excitedly exclaimed. If you give it away, you instantly inherit more of it. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I spoke on declaration. You declared to one another, life into one another, those that were here. Today I'm declaring joy into your hearts. Each one of us in this season is challenged to even grab a hold of joy, even hang on to joy and let it be the strength that God wants it to be in our hearts. We may at times feel despair coming on, clouds of doubt, indecision, overwhelming us. Does God really care like he says? Does he really want me on the path I'm on right now? Joy is the thing that shakes all of that up and helps you remain strong in the Lord. That's why joy is your strength. It's a substance. It's a person. It's not just a saying. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That can be a saying, or that can be substance for your life. Something that gets inside, bubbles up under all the pain or difficulties, challenges, things that we need from God. It can bubble up under all of that and push out all the negative, all the difficulties, all the pain. I'm telling you, joy heals deeply, strongly. It's not just a happy word. It has such power because of the presence of Jesus backing it up. If we take it lightly, it can't influence us like joy can. It can't be all these powerful declarations and these things that are being said over you. Yes, they're being said over you. Because joy is what we need. Whatever we're facing, whatever's going on, whatever's holding us back, holding us down, joy can release those bonds. We can get out of the cage. We can dance in the name of the Lord. We can be free again. We can be free again. We can be free again. Take your moment in your life that you felt the greatest freedom in Jesus. I guarantee you, it was the same moment in your life you had the greatest joy. We can return there. That's what testimony is. You can return to that moment, or may I suggest, there are many moments. That's what gratitude is. Returning to the moments we were so close, so overwhelmed by the love of Jesus that we had such joy. We remember those in gratitude, and they carry us through anything. Through anything. If we've forgotten those moments, if we put them aside, we will struggle. And many times struggle so much that we leave the path God has for us. He has it all laid out. It's open, it's wide, but it also is narrow at the same time. Do I understand that? No, but you can tell on the countenance of a person when they have real joy. Oh, when they're forcing the joy. Hi. Yes, so good to be here. When the strain is there, the struggle is there. Because joy just fills your countenance easily. It just fills your countenance. And whatever you're struggling with just kind of gets lowered to the place it should be, very small in our lives. Because Jesus conquers it all. Jesus is more than we need. Jesus is the excess that can take care of any lack. Some of you have the look, I forgot this stuff. But I'm being reminded. Some of you have the look, what's coming next? Some of you have the look, where are the scriptures? That's why I read them at the beginning. Interesting that God doesn't just want us to have joy, He wants it to be full. Interesting that He says those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. He wants to be full. There's something about being full and joy being attached to it. When you're full of Jesus, joy is attached to it. When you're full of righteousness and you're thirsting and you're hungry, you will be full. You will be filled up. He doesn't just leave you hungering and thirsting after righteousness. You get a filling, and it's Him. You get this filling, and it's Him. You get this joy, and it's Him. It's Him. It's all Him. If we've been thinking of joy as a concept up here somewhere, I try to go for it and I just never reach it, then think of the joy is living right inside of you through Holy Spirit. It's always available. You can always open up the safe and pull out the gold. Did you hear about the couple in California? They have this land. Took a walk on this path often. And I saw something sticking out of the ground, some old can or something. I didn't read it carefully, so I may be making some of this up. Check the news. They're always accurate. Check the internet. It's always accurate. So anyway, they kind of kick it and shake it, and there's something in this thing, and they pull it up, and my understanding was they took it back to the house first. I couldn't wait that long. I'd be looking in it right then, but maybe they did, and they got the report wrong. But anyway, they look in, and there's gold coins. A lot of gold coins, and there's more of these containers, and they dig it all out. I'm sure they dug thoroughly. I'm sure they really kicked that area over good. They took it back to their house and counted out. I don't know whether they did or someone else, but I'll say they did. Makes a better story. They counted out $28,000 in gold pieces. And in today's money, $10 million. Out in your yard, you don't even know it's there. And they're, you know, with gold, it's perfectly preserved. Gold doesn't rust. So these things are gleaming. You know, they're just gleaming in front of these people. They immediately took it to someone to find out how much it was worth to a, you know, reputable place, a numismatists or whatever those people are. They took it and made sure that their names didn't get released to the news organizations. And this organization released the find, and the largest ever found in America, the most valuable. Just in your backyard. Waiting for you to kick the can. And you've been struggling. You've been in need. You've been in lack, and it's there the whole time. Much like joy, isn't it? We're in need, we're in lack. We're in that moment where we hurt. And there it is. It's underneath. It's like bubbling underneath all your stuff. Nothing can go deeper than joy inside of you, in your spirit. Nothing. And so if your soul is struggling, your spirit's underneath it, joy's at the bottom of it, bubbling up underneath whatever that is, whatever that concern, that worry, whatever it is, it's bubbling underneath that. Now, we can grab onto that and let it be released, or it can just stay there bubbling, ready for us at any moment to let it be released. Let it gush up like Old Faithful and push those hurts out of our lives. You say, well, is that possible? Yes, it is. It happened to me. Who can say it happened to you? It is this whole thing about hurt
progressively and permanently being healed is true. It's true. Either that or God's not God. Because he's that deep in his healing. He doesn't want to leave an open wound or a wound scabbed over. How many people do you know? How many do I know that have wounds and they scabbed over and they say that's good enough? How many have heard time heals all wounds? That's a lie. They're scabbed over. They're not healed unless Jesus healed them. And it doesn't take a lot of time when Jesus and when we get together and we say, I need you desperately to heal me. He can do it so deeply. You wonder about that hurt, what it felt like. Because it's gone. Even though the memory is there, the sting of it is gone. Because Jesus comes in with his blood, puts it on that wound, and it's healed. It can be out of your life. Well, I don't believe that. Then that's unbelief. And joy heals that too! I've never experienced that. Hey! Have an encounter with joy. And you will. If we could have the worship team, they were ready, right? And I had a song that gave you Mike. What's going to happen is they're going to play through this song. It's called In Your Light. I want you to listen to the words of this song and kind of, I think it's In Your Light, right? They don't answer me when I'm down here and they're up there. Listen to the words of the song, but I'm going to, they're going to play through it at one point after they sing it, and I'll read this once again. And it's a declaration over you for the third time. Now we could stay and go seven. We could stay and go 12, but you're going to take those by faith. Aren't you? I will put this on the blog if you want to declare this over yourself continually. And if you don't know what the blog is, no one else does either. So we'll try to put a little slip out there that shows you the address on the internet again. If you need some joy, you might want to stand and receive it. If you need some joy, you might want to stand and receive it. Say, well, I don't know if I want to stand. That admits I need it. That's the best thing you can possibly do. Because if you already have some joy, it can always be increased. Because we can get that much closer to Jesus that it can be increased. So listen to this song, grab onto the words, sing along, whatever your heart's desire that will bring you the greatest amount of input of joy. In case you haven't heard, the message is on joy. Just without words. So joy is a person. Holy Spirit in you. Jesus on you. Your Father singing, laughing, dancing over your life. Joy is a supernatural substance. Like the proverbial flubber. It bounces and bounds in you. It gains more energy the more it is consumed. It is flexible, moldable, renewable, reusable, inexhaustible, indestructible, and eternal. Joy creates feelings, but it is more than feelings.
grander and deeper than happiness, much more edifying than emotion. Joy can be chosen anytime, anywhere, in any circumstance or situation, happy or tragic, exhilarating or grieving, favorable or hurtful, uplifting or depressing. Joy can bubble up under the deepest pain in your heart and heal your woundedness progressively and permanently, so your healthy rehabilitation and transformation are then your telling testimony to an almighty deity. Joy comes every morning, offering himself to be energetically employed for you in the fields of bountiful harvest. Joy is related to hope, peace, and love. Joy initiates profound peace and exemplifies uninhibited hope, which brings the liberty to love extravagantly and lavishly. Joy can be expressed, encountered, engaged, enjoyed, exercised, expressed, and exhibited. Joy is healthy, healing believed. Joy is deliverance received. Joy is restoration regained and redemption renewed. Joy is refusing the lies of the enemy. Joy is truth that sets you free for true freedom, frivolity, and fun. Joy is battling for the bold breakthroughs of an all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present heavenly benefactor. Joy is contending for the consummation of your consuming fire as part of the grand finale generation. Joy is following, submitting, going low, lying down, rising up, honoring, respecting, and covenanting. Joy is your strength and your sustenance, your source and your supply. Joy is energetic enthusiasm, which is often emotionally and excitedly exuded. Joy is edification in excellent excess. Joy is loving as Jesus energizes the love. Joy is prayer that Jesus desires to answer for you. Dreams that he wants to fulfill for you. Destiny that he wants to achieve for you. Joy is your victory. It is a coup over all negative emotions, especially fear, the mother of all negative emotions. It defeats lack and loneliness, desperation and despair, indecision and inaction, introspection and insecurity in you. Joy is overcoming. It is rising and resurrecting, expanding and escalating, accelerating and ascending. Joy is declarable and decreeable. When you speak joy into the atmosphere, clouds of doubts and unbelief dissipate and disappear as they are dissolved by his overwhelming and awesome abiding presence. Joy can be caught and captured, carefully considered, and excitedly exclaimed. If you give it away, you instantly inherit more of it. Joy is questions answered, your concerns confronted, your doubts defeated, and the attempt of the enemy to steal is thwarted in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. More joy, 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 more joy in Jesus. In his powerful name, in his mighty name. More joy, more joy, more joy, more joy. Thank you, Lord. You're good. You're good. To give us your presence, to give us your power, to bring joy to our hearts and our lives. We lift up your name. We lift up your name. Conquering over our soul. mind, will, emotions, those feelings. Let your spirit rise up. Your spirit carries the joy. Your spirit carries the joy. Yes, Lord. Heals our mind, our will, and our emotions. So that we're with you. We're with you. We're for you. We're close to you, Lord. Spirit rise. Spirit rise. Spirit rise. Spirit rise. Rise up my spirit to match with the Spirit of God. Rise up my spirit to match with the Spirit of God. Carry me, take me, hold me, renew me, Lord. Here I am, your little child. Here I am, your little child. Son or daughter, here I am, here I am. Take me higher, Lord, higher to the courts of joy, higher to the courts of joy, higher to the courts of joy, closer to the joy. You are the joy, Jesus. You are the joy, Jesus. I receive, I receive, I receive. I'm overwhelmed in Thee, O Lord. Here I am, here I am. Just your little child. Here I am, here I am. Be with me for a little while. Here I am, here I am. I'm just your little child. Here I am, here I am. Be with me for a little while. Here I am, here I am. I'm just your boy. Here I am, God, fill me with joy. Here I am, God, I'm just your boy. Fill me up with joy. Oh, Lord, I receive. Oh, Lord, I believe. Give it to the people, Lord. Splash it on your people, Lord. They're yours, they're yours, they're yours. Splash it on your people, Lord. Let them receive healing joy, resurrecting joy. Let them receive it all. Let them receive more and more. Here they are, they're your people, Lord. Let them receive more and more and more. Here they are, your people, Lord. Let them receive more and more and more, more and more and more, more and more and more, more and more and more. Open up the heart. Open up the heart to receive from Jesus. Let Him heal you personally and deeply. It's Jesus. Jesus, come close, heal my heart, deepen it, go so deep, Lord. I am yours, here I am, use me in the harvest field. Use me, Lord, throughout the earth. I will go, because I'm free by the joy you give to me. I will go to the ends of the earth because of the joy you've freed in me. I'm a bird out of the cage. I'm released out of any prison. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Send me to the ends of the earth with the gospel, God. To the ends of the earth with the gospel, Lord. To the ends of the earth with the gospel, God. Here I am. Here I am. Send me. I'm free indeed. Send me. I'm free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this special time, God. Just receiving more of who you are. It's just in the label of joy, that's all. You have sub 700 names and titles to pour into us. Joy is just one covering, one category of those names for us, Lord. We receive it deep today. We don't think of this as a trivial time. It's time you are doing business in our hearts. Underneath anything, in anything, joy is there, bubbling, bubbling, ready to be released if we'll just choose joy today. We choose it. We choose it over any other choice. There are many, but we choose joy. We choose it because it's you. It's you springing up inside of us. Such an overwhelming presence of peace, hope, love, and joy, God. We receive. We receive. We receive. Soak us in joy. Soak us like a sponge in joy. We need your presence of joy, Lord. Soak us in joy, God. Good Father, Abba Father, soak your people in joy. They will praise your name higher and higher. Soak your people in joy. They will worship you. Worship you. Soak your people in joy. It's not a trivial pursuit, Lord. No, it's mighty in the Spirit. Oh, mighty in your Spirit, God. It brings release. It brings release. It brings release to our heart. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Soak, soak, soak in the presence of joy. It's a coup over negative emotions. Jesus will defeat the negative in us. We're released to be free in joy. He loves us. He loves us. He loves you. He loves you. But you must go low. Give him your full heart, go low. More joy will come as you go low. More joy, more joy, more joy, more joy. Go low, more joy, more joy. Go low.
joy, more joy, more healing joy, more delivering joy. Here I am, your little child, here I am. Send me,
send me, send me, Lord. If I'm free in joy, I can give it away. I can impart it. And there are so many people crushed that you can use me, yes, little old me, to release them. I might have someone in my family I can help release because I've gained new freedom and joy. There might be some friend of mine I can release because I've gained new freedom and joy. I don't believe the enemy's lies any longer, and I'm going low to serve others. Here I am, God. Release me in your joy. I will have a ministry of imparting joy. Here I am, God. Let me impart joy. Let me impart joy everywhere I go. If there's someone within a 3-foot circle of me, they're going to get imparted joy to. They're gonna get some of the joy. Thank you, Father. You can do it through us. We can't make it up. We can't create it within ourselves, but you can release it within us, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And when we run into a person, Father, that reacts negatively to joy, let's double it carefully in their direction. Double it carefully in their direction, Lord. And they will be overcome eventually by your presence of joy. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed.